Say it again?
Yeah, y'all boys could pull up right down here, man. You live right here. Yeah. Don't you know what these trees are? Money trees? You know what trees these? You don't know what kind of trees these?
Huh? No.
These are pimento trees. These trees grow, and the amount of money you could get off this tree, and that tree, and that tree. There's an apple tree. That's a whole little fucking money tree, man. Yeah. And I imagine nobody picked this shit. When the apple grow, they grow and drop and dry and drop to the ground. And it don't look like somebody picking the pimentos, though. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to find that they were picked.
They got to pick.
The woman who is the
caretaker.
Gardener.
Yeah, caretaker.
Well, she owns the, with Henry, is a fantastic herb gardener.
Okay.
Very, very much into
okay.
different kinds of
plants,
yes. Yes. You look around this place, you see just many, many different
mm-hmm.
kinds of plants.
Well, that's pimento, and that's money tree. That's pimento, that's money, that's pimento, that's money. That's happened. Well, this whole place is fruited still, you know, because all these coconuts. And you got to have somebody to reap them and carry them in the city. And if nobody to reap them, it's like they just waste. Every now and then, somebody come in and works, pick them off, and probably take them and give them away. If someone was hungry, I needed money really bad. This tree here, yeah, this tree, this pimento tree could bring in a whole lot of money. She would have to get somebody to reap it though. Pick it. Climb the tree, pick it. All this needs a lot of energy. Yeah. So live here.
Then in Henry Miller.
This is nice, man. Nice. This could be a guest house.
It is.
Okay. After, man.
That's my house right there.
Yes, okay. Yes. Mr. Henry Miller. What is your name?
My name's Charlie.
Charlie. You call me like William, but Charlie and Charlie's Angel. You seen the movie Charlie's Angel?
I haven't seen the movie.
You're joking, man. And the guy named Charlie. The guy looked just like you, man. Yeah, you know, the guy looked just like you. All of a sudden, you know, just burst out with a lot of surprises. When I heard you say this morning, oh, man. Can I, smoke? So I thought you blazing up a cigarette, you know? I said, to see you break out the spliff, man, I was all right then, man. I was sleeping, but I wake up, okay. Watch this herb.
Okay, these are two different herb, two different grades of herb. Okay, watch this. This one different, this one grade. And they're two different styles. And I show you the difference in two different styles, what two different styles produce.
Watch that. That's two different herbs come from two different styles. You see the difference?
Uh-huh. Okay. Wait, I should get my camera.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get the camera.
Yeah, so that...
So, okay, anyway, we've got two different...
As you could see, there's two different herbs. From two different styles, and it's two different grades.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now how can you tell which is the higher grade?
Well, right now, in this weed,
This one?
Yes.
And why this one?
This is the soil. This is where the soil now come in. This is a special quality. As you can see, how she curves. This now. Okay, even smell it, you could smell it too different herb. Too different smell again.
Very different.
Yes. I show you the difference in style. Check the smells. Even the smells could tell you which herb better.
Yep.
Touch my man. You know what that means? Means powers, man. Yeah, man. Well, you see, when I get to in Westmoreland, where the high grade is, and I'm going to check my virgin in Orange Hill named Goalie. You go and where the real deal is, and you could and if you think I'm lying, you could check Westmoreland weed and St. Elizabeth weed, the difference of the bud.
I think I want to get out of the sun.
Okay. I'm gonna be less quick. If I use a big split, so I have to use two here, like, and mix the two of them and get the powerful tea.
Now, when you buy it, do you buy it in those little saran wraps?
No, well, you see, when I buy like this, I'm poor. I don't buy like this. If it's like this, you don't get the real tea. You get small amount like this. When I really go to buy these guys weed from these guys, I buy either 10 or 20 US. Then I get sizable buds like my fingers and packs like my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that way I see what you really have. When you have it like, when you've got to buy like this, is when you don't have any money, you know, you just got to make sure you got a little smoke to carry you through. Because where I have this little smoke now, I was saying, my guests don't smoke, and to just stop and get a good draw weed from anybody on the sidewalk, it's not good. You cannot find it. You're not gonna lucky enough to just find a good draw, because everybody's selling. But not everybody has a good weed.
Must be so.
You see, no, well, I'm telling you from Fox here. You see, because certain people just grow it and sell it. I could grow and sell it, but it won't be as strong as if I get it from the West.
Right.
Well, that is it. That is it. So, I don't bother growing because I don't have the soil. And I know the real soil has got to, it's coming from the West, so you got to buy. Yeah, man. I got some, I'll show you some herb, man. You're gonna be so friggin' surprised.
See, and these are natural herbs. We're talking about herbs that grows without, chemicals.
What can you tell me about the history of Westmoreland?
Okay.
You know anything about its background? You know, was it originally some kind of plantation countryside or
West? The West is where the Maroons come from. My tribe, I am a Maroon. You ever heard of the Maroons?
I have heard of the Maroons.
I am one of the Maroons. Yeah, but I don't know my tribe. I did not know I was a Maroon because as a youth, I didn't know my father. My father died before I get to know him. And I had stolen from Jamaica when I was 15 years old. So I grew up in the U.S. I knew that I was mixed with the Indian breed, but I didn't know what tribe. It was when I came back home, my family told me, you know you from the Maroon tribe? I said, no. They said, don't you see it look like you slightly got some Indian in you? I said, yeah, but I didn't know. They said, well, okay, your father was a Maroon, although you don't know, but keep that in mind, your father was a Maroon. You know who is a Maroon? Some bad warrior who win the war here in Jamaica with the British in early days. And I think they're from the West, somewhere down there called a compound. Have you ever heard of a place called a compound?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, down there is where all the histories are in the West. Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yes, passed through, but no. Yes and no. I passed through, but I have not known any of the language, and I don't have any friend in the Maroons, and I've not been there to socialize. But I passed through, just drive through. I need to go there and on one of the celebration time. I think it would be friendly then. But it's so far in the hills, and most time because I'm poor, I have to stay working. Sometimes when they keep in those concerts, I may not have any money or equipped with transportation and time to get there. So I have to just catch it on the radio or TV. But it's exciting. They have celebration known to them every year.
Is there a name to the celebration?
Yes. What they call it? Something like the Mardi Gras thing in Louisiana. Like
yeah.
You there, well, they just would call it something else, but I don't exactly keep up with it too tough because, you know, I'm kind of out of touch with them, but yeah, you know? I see.
Say, just keep breaking it up with your fingernails.
Well, this is special breakup. It's not any breakup. When you couldn't sell me weed like this, I had to break it up like this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, not here in Jamaica, but, you know, I would take it from you like this because we would call it shakes. But you couldn't smoke it unless you break it up. You say, well, these things tough?
Yeah.
These buds tough. These are buds, you know, not, these are no leaves.
Right.
Yeah, it's no leave, like I told her. You see. So. When the world is not burning good. What's your interest in weed?
Well, as far as Jamaica's concerned. I think weed is Jamaica's biggest problem.
Yes, I think so too.
It's like, I don't know, it's a hypocrisy. It's like something wrong with the character.
Well, like I told you, what's wrong with the character? Some guy cites that being in government, he could control all the weed trade. From the small man, by fooling him, tell him not to plant it, but everything he plants, he takes it away.
See, I've been thinking that it comes from the United States. that
the pressure.
Yeah, that if Jamaica was left to itself,
yes,
it would legalize marijuana and benefit from it.
Definitely. We have that feelings. We just don't say. But if I should tell you,
oh, hi, good morning,
Moya. If I should tell you what we, how we feel about that statement, what you just made. We know quite a few things, but we just don't say. But I could tell you this: we know, America know that we got the best soil down here for the ganja, and they don't have it, but they planting it. Because I went to some place down in Orange County where there's a lot of weed down there with my friends. They was cultivating now, and they got almost a whole goddamn hillside of pure ganja. But it's not the grade like what come out of Jamaica. When that weed harvest, it's nothing tastes like our weed. They would give up all that friggin' cultivation just for a few pound of our herb. So what America see that no matter how we cultivate it, it's not craved for like the Jamaican weed. So what do? He come down here and kill us out. Then make a streak on it that it can't reach us, so therefore for them weed must sell over there. But it's not selling. They're leaving, coming over here for it the same way. Like I told you, it's all from the soil, man. You see, and the soil give you a special taste. And there's nothing like a special taste. Do you know, all I'm coming this morning, all my intention was to fucking find a bottle of water so I could brush my teeth. Okay, I brushed my teeth this morning about 4 o'clock. But I want to brush my teeth again. And nothing like getting that water to brush my teeth. Then I could communicate, I feel good. Well, it's just like smoking a spliff. You wanna smoke a spliff and for your taste and know so well, you got to smoke a spliff. And if it's not a fucking high grade spliff, you don't want it. It's just simple as that. Don't matter what the fuck. Is it high grade? No? Well, I don't want it.
Funny, I always seem to like whatever I was smoking.
Yeah.
Hi, where's Henry?
I called him last time.
I called him, but I didn't reach him. Hi, I'm Charlie. How are you?
Well, I'm Eric.
Eric, we met before, right? I think so. Huh.
Hey, did you get that house?
I'm gonna have it tonight, yeah.
You want to keep on out till income?
I'm sorry, say again.
Yeah, we want to keep till income.
You want the key?
Sure, that'd be great. Sure. Thank you.
I think she will come now.
Yeah, I'll be back. Okay.